All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with Spawn, so let's go ahead and get started. By the way, guys, thanks for bringing me to 500. I never thought I'd ever get that far in any channel I've ever run. You guys really like comics, so I'm going to do my best to give them to you every week. I'm not going to be doing like a whole lot of comics, but every week I'll make sure to bring you guys some comics. So you'll always have comics to read, and there's an impressive backlog of comics for you guys as well. So stay tuned, because we're doing 3 books of this and then Lady Mechanica for a little bit. So let's get started. Number 90. Cut. 10 issues to number 100, guys. Can't believe we made it this far. December 99. 3 uses of the knife. Elmhurst, Illinois. Shut up. Just shut up and let me think. We don't need to think. We need to get our asses out of here. This is bad, man. We need a plan. Let me figure this out. We don't need a plan. No one knows we're here. No one saw us. We don't know that, and that's my car outside. It's my plates they're gonna run if someone sees us, okay? I swear to God, I'm not gonna take a fall. I'm not gonna be no Oswald. You sound like a little girl, you know that? Try being a man about all this. No one is Oswald. Just stay calm and everything's cool, I guarantee it. Yeah? How do you know? You ever done this before? Oh, that guy said, who's Oswald? Sorry about that. Screw you. Screw you, too. This is bad, guys. This is real bad. Okay, we're all a little freaked out. Let's just take a breather here. Ain't your frickin' Oswald, Nero. No one's calling you Oswald, Danny. Could someone please tell me who the hell Oswald is? Oswald, Lee Harvey Oswald, took the rap for shooting Kennedy. Jeez, Mickey, read a book once in a while. I ain't no patsy, we clear? Later on this noise, I'm outta here. Get your ass back here, Mickey. We gotta get our story straight. Damn it, someone locked the door. Grr! What story, huh? You plan on telling anyone about this? There is no lock on the door, MacGyver. Move aside. What the hell? Frame must have swelled up from the weather or something. Sucker's really stuck tough. Excuse me. Sucker's really stuck, though. God damn it. Could you make a little more noise? I don't think the cops at the donut shop can hear us. Guys, give me a sec. I think I got it. Guys, what? No one's going anywhere. Jesus Christ, who the F is that? You all have some explaining to do. Who is this freak? Where'd he come from? How the hell do I know? Shut up. Everyone shut up. No one says anything. Sit down. Go to hell. Now. It's cool. No problems. Yes, sir. Look, man, I know what it looks like, okay? I mean, I'm not stupid. It looks bad, I know. But there's, like, an explanation, honest. Now, I don't know what you saw, but... You. Thump. Tell me. Tell me the truth. Yeah, no problem. Like I said, there's an honest explanation. So, me and Mickey met up with Dan at the coffee place by the college, right? Just kicking it's all. Dan boy says he's holding some toke, so what the hell, right? I remember we stopped at the Swifty Mart for some beers, you know, make a night of it. Then we piled in Dan's car and headed out past Pinecrest. The house had been empty for God, I don't know. Kids come here to kick back, get stoned, no big thing. We up the fences and figure everything's cool. But we get to the door, and it all goes bad. There's these black dudes. I don't know, 4, 5, maybe more. I've never seen them before. At first we figured they're just smoking up or something, but then we saw her, just laying on the ground, not moving, and then they saw us. Things went downhill pretty fast from there. What you looking at, white boy? You be minding your own mind, you know what's good for you. At this point, to tell the truth, things got kind of blurry. I mean, I know some words were said. You're in the wrong part of town, dark meat. This here's a designated no-pimp zone. So what the hell are you doing in my house? Nero, take it easy. So, soul brother number one, he takes a swing at me. Some chicken shit sucker punch. Clocked me in the jaw pretty good. Oof! F you, you bitch! Go home and kiss your mother! So now, I'll be honest, I'm really pissed. I'm ready to mix it up. But before I can get back on my feet, the sons of bitches split. Leave it. Let's scramble. And they just leave the chick lying on the floor and head out the back. I wanted to go after him, but the guy stopped me. Now, at this point, we don't know what's going on with this Asian broad. Is she sick? Is she stoned? Passed out? Take a look, and Jesus Christ, little bitch was dead. That's how we found her. Can't blame us for being a little freaked. That's the truth, man, I swear. Don't look at me like that. I told you what happened. You want to nail somebody, go after them. I mean, they're probably long gone, but maybe they left some tracks or something. And who knows why they did it? I mean, who can tell with these people? I figure maybe it was a gang thing, initiation-like, or maybe some vendetta. Pimp posse against the Hong Kong triads, sending a message. Or maybe they were just high on crack and wanted a little fun. I don't know, it's not like they need a reason, right? You know how them jigaboos are. Effing savages, all of them. Know what I mean? You. Look at me. What are you, man? I mean, are you, you know, are you what I think you are? Tell me the truth. Okay, but it wasn't me, man. I didn't do it. I swear, I just held her. We were tooling around near the college in Dean's car. I was driving, me and Nero. We're townies. Dan goes to the school there. Met him through this, like, club, this organization. While later, Dan sees this chick walking alone. Knows her from one of his classes. She's Chinese or Japanese or something like that. We pull up alongside her. Dan tells us she can barely speak English. But she's in college anyway. Me and Nero gotta bust our balls, make a minimum wage. But she's in college. That's what's wrong with America. White man's a new minority. Slaves had it better than us. That's a fact. It took some convincing, but she got in. We played real nice at first. It was Dan's idea to bring her out here to the house. We meet her sometimes, talk politics, hang out. She got pretty scared, but Dan's there, and he's putting on the charm, telling her everything's cool. Me and Nero, we're just trying not to laugh. Once we're inside, we let her have it, calling her yellow trash, telling her how it's people like her that's ruining the country. Oh, please, please, to leave, please. So sorry, no ticky, no laundry. How they come over here and don't learn the language, how they think they're better than us, wreck our economy, take our jobs, take food from our table. Oh, me so horny, me rub you wrong time. Dan says we're gonna teach her a lesson, payback for Pearl Harbor and Kawasaki's and Nintendo. Really? Teach her to respect her betters. She freaks, starts shouting, really loud, man. I thought she was gonna wake the dead. No, aye! The three of us grab her, manage to get her to shut up. She's really crying now. I remember thinking it was pretty funny. But Danny, man, he was serious as a heart attack. You scream, you die, bitch. Excuse me. You scream, you die, you slant-eyed bitch. I think you understand that pretty good, huh? Hold her down. Keep her from squirming. I guess we figured, what the hell was she going to do? Damn. Promise I can read. I guess we figured, what the hell? What was she gonna do? It would be our word against hers. Besides, we probably all look the same to her anyway. Come on, Yoko, you make boom boom with the number one Yankee white boy. It happened pretty fast. Kinda got caught up in the moment. At some point, you gotta stand up for yourself. Take pride in your race. That's what we told ourselves we were doing. Jesus, get her arm. She was a little thing, but man, she was strong. Struggled really hard there for a while. Built an arrow in the jaw at one point and almost got away from us. Knock that crap off or I'll swear I'll cut you. That's when Dan pulled out the knife, made it real clear we were done playing games. You stupid little yellow slut! I don't know what got into her. If she had just kept still, it would have been over soon enough. We were just trying to scare her, show her who's still boss in this country. She said some word I didn't understand and spit right in Danny's face. Man, she really shouldn't have done that. I didn't kill her, man, I swear. I just held her down, that's all. Danny, he's the one with the knife. I just held her. I mean, you can check it out. Knife's gotta have his prints on it. What? You son of a bitch! I knew you were gonna try and pin this on me. You bastards! Silence! Now you. Look, man, they're trying to set me up. That was their whole plan. They're trying to make me out to be a patsy. Tell me the truth. Thump. Okay. You want to know the truth? You got it. I'll be glad to tell you. Yeah, my fingerprints are on the knife, and I'll tell you why. I barely know these losers. I'm a sophomore over at the college. Things can be a little tight when you're a student. So I deal a little on the side, to make ends meet. Nothing serious, nothing too heavy. Just shift a little freight now and then to friends and select clientele. I keep my nose clean. I'm a polici. I'm a polici. Planning to run for Senate someday. I'm in my room studying. I get beeped. I return the call. It's Mickey and Nero. We've done business before, but we're not exactly best friends, right? They ask me if I'm holding. I say, yeah. They say they're interested and want me to bring it to them at some old abandoned house. I say, come and get it yourself. This ain't Domino's. But they offer me an extra $100 for door-to-door service. So I say, fine. I can use the money. I mean, do you have any idea what textbooks cost? It's a scandal. I find the house okay and park my car. I take a quick look around to make sure there's no cops or anything. I mean, like I said, I don't really know these guys too well. Mr. D, what it be? Come on in, man. I'll give you the tour. I get to the door and everything's casual. Everything's friendly. They ask me inside and we're about to get down to business, I figure. But I was wrong. Here, man. Do me a favor. Hold this a sec. Huh? Nero hands me something and I take it without thinking. Just by reflex. I don't know what it is. It's dark in there. What the? But then I see it. It's a knife. A big goddamn knife with blood all over it. What the hell are you doing? You think that's funny? Nah, come here, rich boy. Take a look at this. I don't have the first clue what to think of all this. I mean, is this a joke? Some kind of weird-ass prank? What? I mean, it was real blood. I thought for a minute maybe they were part of a cult. Mutilating animals or something. They took me in the other room. Now that's funny. And that's when I saw her. Then they start laughing like it's all a big joke. There's this dead girl lying on the ground and they're laughing. And then they say, hey, smart boy, time to start thinking you better come up with a way out of this mess. They knew my dad was a lawyer. Said he would have to get us all off the hook, or I would take the fall. They got my fingerprints on the knife. Said they would both testify that it was me who killed her. It's freaking ridiculous. I mean, look at these guys and look at me. Do you really think I'd throw away my future hanging around with a couple of racist dirtbags like them? That's the truth. I had nothing to do with it. Like I said, I'm just a patsy. That's the truth? Yeah, man. Every word. Do you swear it? Hell yeah, I swear it on my life. It was those sick mothers. They're guilty of sin. They deserve whatever's coming to them. Very well. Huh? Let justice be done. You swore that they took a life. You said that they deserve whatever comes to them, so you should carry out the sentence. Don't, Danny. Put it down. This is nuts, man. Ah! No! Ah! Holy crap! This is what you get, you bastards. You should have thought twice before messing with me. I warned you I wouldn't take the fall for this. Stop it, Danny. It's us! No way. Please, no. You've got no one to blame but yourselves. Enough. You're pretty handy with that knife. What? Yeah, I guess. Dan, how could you, man? Justice. Yeah, you got what you deserve, you sick freaks. Someone has to pay for all this. This ain't right. It wasn't us. He's lying. It was him. We just held her. I swear. I know. That's why you got off easy. Huh? As for your friend, he's coming with me. January 2000, Black Cat Bones, Part 1. Santa Monica, California. Over the scream of sirens, I can hear waves crashing on the beach. The murmuring of the crowd, the screech of tires. Jeez, what a mess. Knew something like this would happen. Should have torn that place down years ago. My face burns, but my hands are freezing. I can't feel anything at all below my waist. I can't turn my head, and I'm afraid if I close my eyes, they'll never open again. So I just stare up at him, and he stares back. I wonder if he's laughing. All right, everyone move back. Nothing to see here. 2 days earlier. It's a cat. I can see it's a goddamn cat, officer. The question is, what kind of sick individual would leave it on the church steps? Look at it. It's been mutilated. What are you going to do about it? I have morning services in 20 minutes. Someone gutted it. Filled its belly with rocks or something. Could be a cult thing. Probably just kids, though. I'll call animal services. Look at him. This freaking sheep. Doesn't take much to spook him, does it? Sheep, yeah. This world is a vale of lies, a heaven for hypocrites and cowards, all clinging pathetically to antique notions of right and wrong. There's no such thing as society, no such things as rules. Civilization died a long time ago. We're just maggots crawling over the festering corpse. Say we grab some breakfast, Diz? Yeah, breakfast. Hey, Sinbad, you owe me a free cup of coffee. That one I got yesterday tasted like sour cat piss. No, coffee fresh, always fresh. Calling me a liar? Hey, look at me when I'm arguing with you. You always argue, no come back. Bite me, I do what I want. Without society, there is only the individual. The individual and the tribe. And the whole of the law shall be do what thou wilt. The suit and tie slaves look at us with amused pity. They don't realize we are the tigers in a world of lambs. Guilt, compassion, sentiment. They are signs of spiritual decadence, weaknesses to be exploited. Hey, you, give me some money. Yes, of course. But even the tribe can be vulnerable. Renee, hey, girlfriend. Hey, Shona, well, I finally did it. Put at risk. You did? Cool. Yeah, my mom's probably freaking right now, but whatever. So I need a place to crash. It's only as strong as its weakest member. There's a room with the squat since Ricky left, but you gotta talk to Mark. He's the gatekeeper. I clocked her for what she was right away. Another disillusioned little princess from the Palisades. Mark, this is Renee. She needs a place. She's cool. I don't know her. Spoiled white kids who are handed everything their whole lives are always the most unhappy. That should tell you something. Well, I know Shona, and I know Ricky. He used to crash at Becker Street, right? Ricky, that little faggy kid, he's long gone. Found himself a sugar daddy, I'm guessing. Tell you what, next yuppie clown who walks by with a cell phone, I want you to kill him, okay? Then I'll know you're cool. Get bent. Come on, here's your chance. There you go, buddy. Gee, hon, looks like you struck out. Like I'm impressed. Mr. Psycho Gloom Dude, even Trent Reznor doesn't dress like that anymore. So you gonna help me out or what? Okay, okay. Serious now. You want in? You gotta prove you're tough enough. Nice scars. I'm the leader because I can take the pain. Because I have no fear, understand? Stick out your arm. Okay, I'm gonna drop this cigarette between both of our arms. If you don't move before it burns out, you're in. You flinch, you go crawling back to mommy and daddy. Ready? Yeah, I guess. Focus. Discipline. No fear. Jesus, you moved. Ha ha. You friggin' bastard. Go on, get out of here, princess. Go back to the Malibu dream house and waste your life away on diet pills and family therapy. Kiss my ass, loser. Hey, screw you. I want you to remember something. You failed because you are weak. The strong prey on the weak. It is the oldest law in creation. It is the only sacred truth left in this world. The world is a will to power and nothing else. Manhattan. Look, I paid for those tickets a month ago. This is ridiculous. Could you spell your name again, ma'am? W-I-T-H-E-R-S-P-O-O-N. Witherspoon. I don't believe this.
Simmons.
We know you're out there, Simmons.
What do you want?
This world and its shadows belong to me.
Isn't that what you said, Simmons?
But even the shadows have eyes, the darkness ears to hear and voice to whisper.
You've been very busy, Simmons. Don't think we haven't noticed.
Nor have we forgotten the injuries you have done us, Simmons. There will be a reckoning. In the end, you will not be able to hide from us.
I'm not hiding.
Now get out of that child's body and go back where you came from. Tell your masters to stop wasting my time.
You will pay for what you've done, Simmons. You will be destroyed.
And stop calling me Simmons.
Ronnie! Ronnie!
Baby, where'd you go? You scared me.
Nowhere, Mama. I was just looking at the posters.
Santa Monica. There are things in this world that most people are afraid to face. Little dark corners are too scared to look in. Thoughts they won't allow themselves to think. Lines they won't allow themselves to cross. They're frightened little children hiding beneath the covers of their empty lives, afraid to look under the bed, afraid to face the monsters they know must dwell there. But that's where the strength is. That's where the power lies, behind the fear. That's the secret to greatness. Hunt down the thing you fear most and conquer it. Embrace it. Commune with it. Master it. Become it. Later, after dark, all the mice come scurrying from their holes, drawn by the neon glare and the promise of artificial ecstasy. It's a pathetic masquerade. For these few hours, they pretend that they are wild, pretend that they are free. But deep down, they know the truth. They are sheep in wolves' clothing, weak-minded and hollow. Hold up there, Chief. I need to see your hand stamp.
You don't need to see my hand stamp. I don't need to see your hand stamp. I can move along.
Move along. Sometimes old tricks really are the best. They seethe like snakes writhing with desperation. Desperation to feel alive just for a moment. They reek of amphetamine, sweat, and too much cologne. I wonder what they would say, any of them, if they knew this was their last night alive. Would they cry for mercy? Beg forgiveness? Would they fight back?
Yo, excuse you, you just knocked my beer. Hey, I'm talking to you. Look at me, you freak. You think you're a tough guy, huh? Let's see how tough you really are, puss.
Hey, man, are you okay?
What?
There's something in your mouth.
Huh?
Yeah, and your throat and your belly, dude. They're crawling all over you.
Punk.
Somebody, like, should call a doctor or something?
Get him off me.
Whoa, dude's freaking out.
Well, what have we here?
Come on, man, you know I'm good for it. Just spot me this once.
Sorry, Chica, can't do that.
This ain't no welfare line, cash and carry only. Fine, who needs you? Your stuff is crap anyway.
Oh, great.
Looks like this just ain't your week, princess.
Leave me alone. Why do you gotta be such an ass?
Maybe because I crave attention.
Look, maybe I was a little rough.
Don't try and sweet talk me. I know all about you.
You know what they call you, Mark?
They call you Mark of the Beast. I heard you're a frickin' devil worshipper.
Me?
I worship no one, but I respect anyone who has true power.
Whatever.
Look, I was only hard on you because we have to be real careful with the house. One screw-up can ruin it for everyone.
But you got balls.
Excuse me, balls. I'll give you that. Listen, if you really want to get high, forget this dump. I got some stuff that'll change your life. This is it. Home sweet home. It's, nice. It's crap, built in the 30s, condemned after the 94 quake. Most of the kids stay upstairs. I got the basement to myself. If it ever falls down completely, this'll be my tomb. It's still hooked up to water and electricity, but you gotta be discreet. Cops are really cracking down on squats lately. What about food? Food's easy. Pizza place around the corner, call in a bogus order. When they come back, they throw the pie in a dumpster. Steal a little, scam a little, no problem. Just make sure you don't get caught. So, you said you had some E? Well, not exactly. Try this. What is it? Laudanum. Wow, I feel, I don't know, dreamy, kind of floaty. That's the doors in your mind unlocking. You're going to a new place. In Xanadu, did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree? I were Alf, the sacred river ran. I through caverns, measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. Huh? It's a poem. This dude, Coleridge, woke up from a laudanum dream and had this whole freaking poem in his head. He goes to write it down, but he gets interrupted. Poof, he lost it. Tried the rest of his life, but he could never, ever finish it. Seize the moment, baby. You never know if it's coming back again. You're weird, man. 3 a.m. The devil's midnight. Hey, you okay? What? Me? Yeah, I'm great. Oh, I think I'm gonna spew. Okay, but that's not the bathroom. Huh? What's that? Oh my god! Ricky! You know, I didn't lie to her. I really am trying to get someone's attention. I can feel him out there, slipping between the shadows. Coming like an avenging ghost. Coming for me. I can't wait. He's here. He's magnificent. Focus. Discipline. He's sizing me up. He'll try to read my thoughts. Discipline. Focus. There's a girl in the next room. I'm going to kill her. Oh my God! Get this thing away from me! You are safe now. You are under my protection. Ah! Get away! Get away! Sucker! You are bound, demon, by earth and air, by fire and water, by the light above and the shadows below, by virgin blood and black cat bone. I bring the sigil, the sacrament, and the sacrifice, ringed in flame and sealed in blood. You are bound to my service by the timeless rules of darkness. All right, Hellspawn, look at me and listen up, bitch, because man, do I have an offer for you. To be continued. Oh yeah. 86? August 99. Okay, we're going back a little bit. Can't believe this is happening. I feel like a goddamn kid at Christmas. Like my heart's gonna pound right out of my chest. Look at him. All that power. All that glory. Let me out of here, you sick freak. Shut up. No one's talking to you. He's perfect. And he's all mine. So what's it gonna be, friend? An eternity in the chains of hell, or do you want to take a chance on what's behind door number 2? Come on, Hellspawn, let's make a deal. What'd you say, man, huh? I know you can talk, tough guy. See, I've done my homework. I know what you are. And I know the rules. I've been preparing myself, the will to power and all that. And today's the day my hard work and diligence pays off. Look at me when I'm talking to you, goddammit. Like it or not, I'm calling the shots here. You are bound by blood and fire. You don't have to like me, but you damn well better respect me. Got that? I serve no master. What did you say? Master? You got it wrong, friend. I don't want to own you. I want to be you. Oh yeah? That got your attention, didn't it? I'm talking about a clean swap. And even trade, your fate for mine. It took a long time, but I found the ritual, cross-substantiation. I can do it. I swear to God I can. Play your cards right and you walk out of here a free man. And you? Me? I walk away with all the power of a hellspawn. I live forever as the devil's foot soldier. And the girl? Please, let me go! Please! A sacrifice, a necessary part of the ritual, sealed in blood, blah blah blah. I wouldn't give it too much thought, though. Let me out! Shut up, girl! Excuse me, shut up! Jeez, girl, you're giving me a headache. I'm doing business here. Sorry about that. Come on, man. This is your chance. I know you must think about this every day. How can I be free again? How can I become a man again? Well, dude, I'm your e-ticket to salvation. Think about it. No more curse. You'd be human again. A free man with a soul and your whole life ahead of you. Free to do whatever you want. There's got to be people you still care about. It's not too late to start over. Go find your college sweetheart. Chase down that girl that got away. Make a difference in the world. Save the whales. I don't care. It's up to you. A second chance, man. Despite what they say in the movies, very few people ever get a shot at them. Do all the little things you must miss. Taste food again. Breathe the air. Do the crossword in bed on Sunday. Live a long, full, wonderful life. It's what you want, isn't it? Of course, the ritual won't be painless. These things never are. But once it's over, this all becomes a bad dream. It'll be like none of it ever happened. You don't know what you're asking. You can't possibly comprehend what it means to trade with hell. Yeah, well, why don't you let me worry about that? No, you must understand what you are bargaining for. I was denied that right. I won't deny it to you. Look at me. What are you doing, man? What's going on? Feeling weird, like he's trying to hypnotize me or something. The world goes all wobbly and everything goes black for a second and then... What did you do, man? Where the hell are we? Poison waves beneath a sulfur sky. Palm trees burn in the distance. Tortured unholy screams on the wind. This sure ain't the 310, Toto. Wow. This for real, man? Real enough for our purposes. Hell is different for everyone. This one is yours. Take a good long look. What do you see? A barren place of violence and despair. Where the strong prey upon the weak, not for survival, but for sport. Where hope and compassion are considered liabilities. Where the whole of the law is do what thou wilt. Sound familiar? So this is the part where you try to talk me out of my foolish ways? Scared straight, is that it? Save your breath. I'm not some dabbling goth boy wannabe. I was born for this. I was practicing the craft before I knew there was a name for it, reading Crowley when the other kids were reading Dr. Seuss. Man, this place has given me wood. What a clever boy. Nothing scares you then? When you got nothing to lose, right? Want to know the truth, man? Want it on the real secret? I'm dying. That's right. So I'm heading here one way or another. There's this little black lump inside me that gets bigger every day. 25 and I'm not going to see 26. I'm not an idiot. I know I'm not a good person. And more than that, I'm not sorry about it. I'm going to end up here no matter what. And I don't plan to be stuck on the bottom rung like all the other losers you know... Excuse me. Try that one again, guys. And I don't plan to be stuck on the bottom rung like all the other losers. You know what they say. Better to rule in hell than serve in heaven. Woohoo! So this is my hell, huh? Don't seem so bad to me. God damn it, this is cool. Everything feels so real, but, like, more than real. You are a fool. Yeah, well, at least I'm not an all-powerful demon who got suckered into a pentagram by some punk kid. So come on, let's stop digging around and do this thing, okay? I've taken the test drive, now I'm ready to sign the lease. We're not done yet. Now what? What is it? You tell me. I told you. This is your hell. What are they doing there? Don't do it, man. I'll do anything you want. Just don't hurt me. Why can't you just leave a poor old man in peace? Please let me out. I can't take it. Please, please. They are your sins. Some of the bigger ones, anyway. Do you feel no remorse at all? No regrets? Not one ounce. You are a clever boy. Please, please help me.
go. And don't look back. Stop! Not so fast, little man. I'm the gatekeeper. I need to see your stamp.
Check this. That good enough for you?
Go ahead.
That was the easy part.
Where are we going?
To the top, if you can make it.
If you can do it, you're in. Don't make a sound. Don't scream out. If you do, it's all over and the darkness will claim you. Ready?
It burns.
Don't stop. Don't look back.
Burns like a mother. Every step's 10 times worse than the one before.
Suck it up, man. Don't make a sound. Swallow the pain.
This is what you wanted, man.
Focus. Discipline. No fear.
Weak. You're too weak. He's not going to make it. Baby's gonna cry now. Turn back. It's not worth it.
I'm here because I can take the pain.
No matter how bad, this world is a will to power. A will to power and nothing more.
Well, kiss my ass. I did it. Man, I feel great. Jesus Christ, can I say that here? I feel like a god.
Congratulations. You're stronger than I thought. Now take a look. You can see it all from here.
Whoa. This is the true face of hell.
So you still want to go through with this?
Hell yeah, you think I went through all that for nothing? The ritual has burned away your disease. You're not sick anymore. If you go back, you will live a long, healthy life.
What? No way. I'm not giving this up.
Very well.
Your crown, master.
You can still change your mind. Take my word. You don't want this. Please, don't do it.
Yeah! Top of the world, man!
Wrong answer.
What the hell are you doing?
You think some scribblings on a floor and a few silly words can bind me?
You think whatever sad little power you may possess means anything to me?
I am the pawn in no one's game. Least of all a miserable little runt who plays at things he can't comprehend.
I warn you, Mark, more than once you insult me, try to enslave me, and still I gave you a choice. That's more than they gave me.
And this is what you asked for.
Ah!
Over the scream of sirens, I can hear waves crashing on the beach. The murmuring of the crowd, the screech of tires. My face burns, but my hands are freezing. I can't feel anything at all below my waist. I can't turn my head, and I'm afraid if I close my eyes, they'll never open again. So I just stare up at him, and he stares back. I wonder if he's laughing.
That's it. We lost him. Mark time. 5:15 a.m.
You okay, honey? Listen, we're gonna need to ask you some questions.
Home. Please. Can you take me?
I just want to go home.
Wow. That was an amazing story. They could make a movie out of that.
Gonna look at these inks.
All right, guys, so that's all we've got for Spawn Volume 15. That means that Volume 16 is next. Alright, guys, so we'll see you here with more Spawn in May. I'm out. See you next time.